I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Yeah, it's that time again. We are coast to coast and around the world. We'd love your input all night long on Sports Overnight America. It's sportsfred at AOL.com. Sportsfred at AOL.com. You'll find this a different kind of show in that we'll talk the political side of sports, the economic side of sports, medical side of sports, scientific side of sports. We'll have a good time. Hope you have a good time. Again, email us, sportsfred at AOL.com. We are heard around the universe. Sirius 217, XM 203, all those darn apps. Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces, gals and guys, you stay healthy. Great radio stations, including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Sorry to say, the world's worst sports handicapper, Mark Mancini, will not be with us this evening. Andy Barron, my cousin, will. Art Source, of course, from Pennsylvania, the guy that runs Galaxy Sports, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans of USC, will be with us. And so much more. Ralph Tycho will be our guest. We've had him on a few times about his book, Comfortably Zoned in a Vat of Pine Tar. Baseball, baseball, and more baseball. Okay, baseball. This week, baseball, Wednesday, Clayton Kershaw, Dodgers, against Minnesota, 21 batters, all out. Perfect game through seven. Dave Roberts has a choice. Does he put him back in there in the eighth, or does he take him out? A lot of people around the country who follow sports closely think that Dave Roberts made a mistake as he pulled Clayton Kershaw. I do not, and I'm not a big Dave Roberts fan. Certainly in the playoffs last couple of years, I think Dave Roberts cost the Dodgers a couple of games and maybe another World Series. But anyway, the point being, I think if you got Clayton Kershaw since like 2015, 2016, he's had injury upon injury. Had an injury last year. Short preseason, short exhibition season in Arizona. And I expected him to go like 60 pitches. He threw 80. I think that's about enough. If he goes any longer and then he hurts himself, or the same people that are saying that Dave Roberts made a mistake going to say, oh, oops, email us, sportsfred at AOL.com, sportsfred at AOL.com. And I got to talk about this technological nonsense, the catcher now signaling the pitcher technologically. So how quickly will somebody hack that? I got friends who've never paid a nickel for any of the streaming services. They just know how to do it. If they can beat the streaming services, they can beat the hack. They can beat the catchers trying to get it to the pitcher and three other players on the team. I guarantee you that will happen. I guarantee you we'll come back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with yourcreditpulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Yourcreditpulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at yourcreditpulse.com now. So get in the good credit game at yourcreditpulse.com.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Have you ever wished the student-athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out TeamAvenueBaseball.com.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
And now today's Steel Lawn Care tip of the day. One lawn weed can quickly turn to more. Even freshly planted lawns usually inherit weeds and weed seeds. When planting new grass seed, avoid pre-emergent weed controls, such as crabgrass preventers and combination weed and feed fertilizers. These products are designed to keep weed seeds from germinating, but they can work against grass seed in the same way. Target tough weeds with effective spot treatments. And now a word from Steel Outdoor Power Equipment.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local Steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Mark's off tonight, the world's and universe's worst sports handicapper. Cousin Andy Barron with us, art source back in Pennsylvania, a former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans, and he runs Galaxy Sports. You know, I just happened to look you up a couple of days ago. You were also CIF in baseball, were you not? I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, I actually beat out Tim Wallach for all CIF first baseman.
That's on.
I hit 7 home runs and 50 bats my senior year.
Oh my God! All right, Art also
you
was.
You always
a...
say I'm a terrible athlete, Fred.
I wouldn't say that. Oh yes, I guess I have about a million times. All right, let's start with Art, and let's talk some golf from the Masters. Your comments about Tiger's performance, first two days out there, 71, 74, and then 278s back-to-back. So I think he finished like 49th out of 52 of the guys that made the cut. As a former golfer yourself, your thoughts about what Tiger did last weekend?
I thought it was heroic in a lot of ways, Fred. Those conditions were really, really tough the first 3 days. You had the wind blowing. You had the rain on Thursday. Just to see Tiger out there walking that course, because what a lot of people don't understand, Fred, is Augusta National is an old nursery, and it's on a very hilly terrain. And, you know, when you're coming back from something as serious as he did with his leg, you know, you don't see it on TV because TV has a tendency to flatten the course out. And he did some great things. And, yes, he did come in 49th out of 52, but in very trying conditions. He showed that there is the ability in the next 4 to 5 years for him to get out there, compete, and see if he can chase Jack down with 18 majors. Now, here's the exciting part, Fred. Once he gets to the Champions Tour, he's going to get to use a cart, which I think will really benefit him.
All right, Andy Barron, Cousin Andy Barron, back in Connecticut. I'm sure you watched part of the Masters. I'm sure you followed Tiger's career and now his comeback. Your comments.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty amazing that he did that, and I'm sure, you know, it's good for golf at this point. I mean, you get more viewers when he's on, for sure, as long as he, you know, is playing well enough to be there. He deserves the chance, and didn't embarrass himself. He played pretty well.
All right, I know my Andy Barron, Cousin Andy Barron, is into collectibles, and Art, I know you follow the subject, so I got to throw this one out there. This was almost funny, but it's not necessarily. A guy spent $500,000 on the last touchdown pass that Brady threw. And then, of course, a week later, Brady said he's coming back. So they voided the deal. Andy Barron, I know you're more into baseball than football, but you got to have some comments about this scenario, do you not?
Yeah, you know, I actually think it was pretty stand-up to avoid the deal. I mean, the value of that ball, I mean, he's thrown a lot of touchdown passes. The value was because it was the last one. Put it this way, if you can afford to spend $500,000, you can afford to lose $500,000. So I don't feel that bad. But at the same time, it was the right thing for them to do at that, you know, at that auction house.
Art, I can just imagine how the guy felt when Brady decided to come back. What were his first comments, you think, or his first thoughts as he tells his wife, "I just blew $500,000"?
Well, he might have been looking for his luggage because his stuff was out on the front porch. No, but seriously, Fred, class move by Legacy Sports and the owner of Legacy Sports. And my wife, actually, Jacqueline, had a great line. She goes, you know, they're assuming that Tom Brady is going to come back and throw all these touchdown passes. That ball might be worth a heck of a lot of money someday. Because, or at least maybe it would be to Bruce Arians. That's a joke, you guys.
All right, let's talk about...
He likes to throw one on. He likes to throw one.
let's talk about not a joke. Wednesday of this week, of course, the Clayton Kershaw 21 up and 21 down against... Minnesota, and I have not been a Dave Roberts fan, but in this case, I cannot blame him, because if something happened in the eighth or ninth inning where Kershaw cannot pitch or hurts himself or misses a few starts or misses a slew of starts, Andy Barron, what do you think about Clayton Kershaw? Would you have allowed him to go further with that perfect game just two innings away?
Yeah, so I feel differently. First of all, I like Dave Roberts for sure. In this instance, I didn't like what he did. I think that there are certain things in baseball in particular, you know, certain achievements that are really special. And has there been like 47 or 48 perfect games?
23,
you know,
actually.
For him to have a shot at that, even less. For him to have a shot at that perfect game and to take him out when he's pitching so well. And it's different if his pitch count was high, but where he was at, I don't see any reason why you take him out.
Art Source, he's the fifth starter in that rotation the first time through, and that's because Dave Roberts didn't think he was prepared, because it was a shortened exhibition season in Arizona for everybody in baseball, and certainly in Florida too, and also, of course, the injury from last season. So he knew in his heart that he thought that he was going to let Kershaw maybe throw 60 or 65. He had thrown 80 through 7. Your comments?
You know, one of the things, and I do agree with Andy in terms of the long season, and it's great to see Kershaw pitching so well the way it is right now, but has anybody ever thought that you'd go out there and ask the pitcher what his thoughts are? I mean, you know, if Kershaw says, "Hey, Skip, I'm going to try to throw three sinkers and see if we can get three ground ball outs, and maybe we can go for this thing." You know, but I think it's important for the communication to be there, and that's part of my whole argument, right, with this situation. And I don't think Dave Roberts did anything wrong. I think you've got to protect the pitchers, especially the Dodgers. I mean, they go as far as their pitching takes them with their great lineup this year, as you're well aware of, all right? So, I mean, I'm okay with it. I'm just happy to see Kershaw pitching so well.
Do you have an athlete? Do you know an athlete? And we'll stick with Art and love Andy's thoughts on this. I've never met an athlete who wouldn't say, "Yeah, I'm ready to go." So how can the manager trust an athlete?
You know, and I agree with you, Fred. And that's why the managers have to supersede. Like I said, it is a long 162-game season. So in essence, they probably did the right thing. But I saw a great cartoon of Sandy Koufax pointing to the scoreboard back in 1966. You know, and I thought it was really well done. So, I mean, I'm kind of torn, but I think the Dodgers did the right thing. And Kershaw's a Hall of Famer. And, you know, with four MVPs in the lineup, they probably did do the right thing.
Andy Barron, you know any other team in baseball ever had, as Art just indicated, four MVPs in their everyday lineup?
Yeah, no, these guys are. That's why, you know what, I think with or without Kershaw, they're going to be a contender. I mean, this is one of those things. Again, I have so much reverence for some of those, you know, some of the history of the game, that when you have a shot at something like that, you know, also, like, Kershaw is going to go in the Hall of Fame, and he has won a World Series, so he's done all those things. I get it that... you know, that it's a team sport, not an individual sport, and you're risking the team, I suppose, by risking that. But I got to think Dodger fans, I'm not one, but I got to think Dodger fans would have been happy to see him go for it, too, especially with everything he's brought that team.
Folks, Dodger fan or baseball fan, email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Andy, something really upset me this week. Last weekend, Dwayne Haskins, the great Ohio State quarterback and NFL quarterback with Washington, and obviously not a great career in the NFL, as Schefter of ESPN and a couple of other people announced his death by crossing a highway, they attacked him for basically not being a solid NFL quarterback. I don't think with the death news just out there, that's something you write in the column or to be first. Andy Barron, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't think it matters at all. I mean, he's just, you know, an individual who passed away way too young. I mean, way, way too young. And it's a shame. And it's a shame regardless of whether he was a great player or not a great player. The news story, if it was a guy who's, you know, barely making the team, it shouldn't matter. That I don't know how that took precedent over the bigger news of the passing of a really young athlete.
Art, you run Galaxy Sports. I guarantee on Galaxy Sports, you didn't put the negatives when you found out that Dwayne Haskins was killed.
No, the kid has records. The kid has records at Ohio State. He wasn't given the greatest opportunity with the Redskins. Let's be obvious about that. He was with the Steelers. It's a sad situation. And, you know, and Gil Brandt kind of stepped on himself, too,
yes,
at 90 years old. I'll give him a pass. He's a little younger than I am. He hasn't quite seen everything yet. But, I mean, the point I'm trying to make here, you guys, is when someone has a disaster in their life and they're taken at a young age, you always need to really focus on the positive. We can always look back years from now and say, well, he couldn't do this and he couldn't do that. But the bottom line is his family, his friends, his fans. You know, it was just a real travesty. I'm just concerned as to what the hell, how do you run out of gas at 6:30 in the morning? I mean, I just don't understand the whole process of what happened in that situation. And it'll eventually all come out.
All right, folks, we'll take a break and come back and play some Barron Sports Trivia with Andy Barron and Art Source all straight away on Sports Overnight America.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Later on Sports of Nevada America, we'll talk to Ralph Zig-Tyco about his book, Comfortably Zoned, the Nevada Pine Tar. We'll talk baseball. Right now, we're going to play Barron Sports Trivia with the one, the only cousin, Andy Barron, and Art Source, who's 125 years of age. Art, to stay up this late at night and answer some questions correctly, you must take a lot of pills, or what else are you taking at this moment in time?
Oh, I take all kinds of stuff, Fred. You'd be amazed. It looks like a... A pharmacia in my bathroom.
Is it all legal?
It's legal. It's expensive as hell. Prevagen is not cheap. My focus factor has actually gone up a little bit. What hasn't gone up in this world right now? But the bottom line is, look, we're up here at 1:30 in the morning, 2:30 in the morning. I got to have something to keep me rolling. So the Awaken has really been a great product, and I recommend it to people. Someday we'll get them to sponsor our show, Fred.
All right, we hope so, definitely. Awaken, are you listening to Sports Overnight America? I'm sure you are. All right, Andy Barron, first question, Barron Sports Trivia. This Padre slugger drove in 13 runs in a doubleheader. Who might the slugger have been, Andy Barron?
My favorite player as a kid.
Don't say anything.
I'm going to guess.
I'm not.
Dave Winfield.
Dave Winfield, a Padre at a point, yes. Is that your answer?
It is my answer.
You're wrong. Art Source, is he wrong?
He is wrong. It was Nate the Great Colbert who played in my outfield with downtown Ollie Brown. Oh, my God, the old Padres. And he did it in Fulton County Stadium. It was the most amazing doubleheader of all time. What did he have, 4 or 5 home runs, Fred?
He had 5, I believe. It was quite a night for Nate. All right, now we'll go to Art Source. This lifetime 257 hitter hit 500 in the 1953 World Series, and he had 12 hits. 257 lifetime hitter, 53 World Series, hit 500, and he had 12 hits in that World Series.
And he was a Yankee, right?
Well, I didn't say that, but you might be right.
You didn't say that. Okay.
You might be right.
I got to go with this one. I'm not sure it's correct, but wow, I want to say Gil McDougall.
Gil McDougall, of course, has certainly had his moments in the World Series. Was it in 53, though? All right, Andy Barron, was it Gil McDougall, second baseman for the Yankees, or was it somebody else?
You know, I don't know who it was.
All right, let me give you guys a hint. Sort of known as a fighter.
Oh, Billy Martin.
My other hint was going to be...
That was on the tip of my tongue, too. I was thinking, was he playing second base, or was it Bobby Richardson? I got a little mixed up there, because I thought he might have still been in Kansas City in 53.
All right. They're doing well, folks, right here on Sports Overnight America, and we'll go further. It's too bad that Mark Mancini isn't here to miss his question. Although he's been doing much better lately. Not on predictions, as he thinks the Pirates will win their division and the Dodgers won't win theirs. But we'll see. Things like that. All right, we'll go to Andy Barron now. This slugger hit 7 home runs in 2 consecutive World Series. Now he didn't hit 7. In each series, he had a total of 7 home runs in 2 consecutive World Series. Slugger, well-known, famous. Who might this be, Andy Barron?
I'm going to guess Reggie Jackson, 77-78.
Reggie Jackson is the guess of my cousin. Our source, is that correct?
He's right on the money, baby.
What?
He's right on the money. He's correct.
Okay, I give up. Your focus factor, whatever. What are you using again? Awaken
to be... focus factor, and Prevagen. There's something between the three of them. Hey, let me tell you something. That Reggie bar was not bad. A lot of people don't remember the Reggie bar, but he came out with the Reggie bar after that. And, you know, I tell you also,
I remember it.
You guys remember Gino Furioso Tanachi?
Keep going. Gene Simoli? Who was it?
Remember Gene Tennis against the
Yeah.
For the A's?
Oh, yeah. Tremendous hitter, not bad catcher, and these guys are doing well. Now, you got to remember, Art's got either advantage or disadvantage over my cousin Andy. Andy's about 50, and Art's 125. So, but both doing well tonight on Sports Overnight America. How are you doing? You can email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. All right, Art Source, this will be something in your bailiwick. This pitcher holds the all-time record with 16 shutouts in one baseball season. This pitcher holds the all-time record with 16 shutouts in one season.
Wow.
Let me give you a hint. Let me give you guys a hint. It was a 154-game season, too.
Wow. So it's going to either be Warren Spahn or one of the older guys, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
God almighty. Who could that be? You know what? I'm going to stick with my pick. I'm going to go Warren Spahn, Johnny Sain, and pray for rain.
All right, so you got a couple of names out there, Andy Barron, only 50 years of age before you were born. But who do you think that might have been?
Okay, so it's one of two guys. It's actually one of three guys. I think this is old time, and it's either because these guys pitched an awful lot, right? So it's got to be either Cy Young, Walter Johnson, or Pete Alexander. For some reason, I think – I've heard that Alexander's the guy in the past.
So, Art Source, he gave you three names. Could any of those three names be correct?
I think the guy they named the trophy after, Cy Young or Walter Johnson. Walter Johnson went to Fullerton High School. You know what? I'm going to go with Walter Johnson on my second pick.
No, you're wrong. Now, Andy Barron is actually correct with...
it's Alexander?
Grover Cleveland or Pete Alexander. I wanted to get to the hint. I was hoping you guys would miss this one.
Well, let's get the hint. I want to hear it.
Ronald Reagan.
I love it. He played him in the movie, right?
Yeah. Then if you missed that, I was going to say Winning Team. That was the, that was the name of the movie. And if you missed that, I was going to say Doris Day.
I love it.
See, folks, it's fun here on Sports Overnight America.
Hey,
late at night, these guys are struggling, but tonight they're doing exceptionally well. They really are. And Andy, well, see, Andy Barron should be doing well because we're naming this Barron Sports Trivia after my cousin Andy and Lisa, so he should be doing well. Let me throw you guys a question. I'm the least technical human being on earth. Friday nights, Apple TV televising a doubleheader. I mentioned this last week or the week before. I got to say it again, and Andy might be technologically adept here. I have Apple. I can't get it to the TV because I don't have an Apple TV nor a smart TV. In our living room, we just have an old big TV.
You got to have a smart TV, Fred, even if it's a small one. Just go, they're not that expensive.
Andy Barron, any way, because all the other streaming services I can get to the TV except Apple. Andy Barron, any response from you? I have a hunch you're pretty technologically adept.
No, you know, that's not true. We don't have a smart TV either, so I'm the last guy to have.
All right, let me throw this out. Let me throw this out also, because so we can't get it up there. I'm sure my friends, my technologically adept friends, can, because honestly, they've never paid a nickel for a streaming service, and they've beaten the streaming service since they started. So, but from the fans' viewpoint, from the fans' perspective, we'll start with Andy here. The games are just on Apple, so. If it's a Dodger game, the Dodger fans can't get it unless they have that smart TV. And, you know, you're paying already for Spectrum and Bally around the country for the other teams and this and that. Is this fair to the fans? I know that baseball wants to make more and more money. And that word that Art and I always use is greed, G-R-E-D. But, Andy, how should the fan react to something like this?
You know what? It stinks. I have a similar situation here where I'm in Fairfield County, Connecticut, and Connecticut is considered a Red Sox state, but Fairfield County is considered Yankee territory.
Right.
I can't get New England Sports Network on my cable for that reason. Nesson is not allowed to be in my county, so I can't watch the Red Sox games that are on Nesson. That drives me crazy.
So I should send you some of my technologically adept friends to get that for you?
Yeah, please.
Art Source? Yeah, but what Andy just brought up is a great point. The fan gets squeezed here. Talk about it.
Do you remember years ago when DirecTV first came out, and let's say you were living in Atlanta and you wanted to get, like, local news in Los Angeles, KTLA, KTTV, KCBS, KABC. They used to allow you to do that. You paid $5 a month or something like that, and you could have hometown news if you happen to be from that area. I don't understand why they don't do that. It really blows my mind because there's a lot of people who live in other parts of the country who would like to be able to see what, you know, their hometown networks have on TV.
I lied to them and said I lived in Death Valley and didn't have cable, so I've been grandfathered in, so I was able to get all kinds of stations originally.
Fred,
now
Fred,
it's just
you told me that you've never told a lie.
No, I lied to DirecTV because they deserved it.
Oh,
but
well, they deserve it.
But fact, this is really interesting. No, the reason now they cut it down to where we just get a few New York stations, and they cut back on that. But anyways, my bill is due on the 18th of the month, Monday, and it usually comes on the 4th. On the 6th, which was my birthday, I call them up and say the bill hasn't come. Guy says, I'll mail you a bill. He says, if it doesn't come by Monday, call us back. So help me God, guys. I spent 2.5 hours, 5 different people. I still haven't gotten the bill. So Monday, I have to go to drive 10 miles to AT&T to pay my darn bill, because darn if I'm going to pay it talking
to
somebody.
In California, that's 3 gallons of gas. That's $30.
There it is. Back with more and Ralph Tycho, and then back with the guys right after this on Sports Overnight America.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. YourCreditPulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at YourCreditPulse.com.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freol.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out TeamAvenueBaseball.com.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, and we'd love your input at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. We've had Ralph Tyko a few times in the last couple months discussing his book, Comfortably Zoned in Nevada Pine Tar, with Zig Tyko and George Grimm. And we're talking baseball, and Ralph, of course, grew up in New York, so he's a Mets fan and lives in San Francisco, so I guess he's a part-time Giants fan. I know he's not a Dodger fan. And Ralph, welcome again to the show.
Well, you know that, Fred. No Dodgers for me, but thank you for having me back repeatedly, and thanks for being my friend, aside from this.
Well, I appreciate that from your side, too. All right, let's talk Mets. I watched the first games of the season, and they led, I think, all of baseball last couple of years in their players getting hit by pitch. Same thing happened the first week of the season. How come the Mets get hit so often?
What I don't understand is how come they don't retaliate often enough. I mean, they were hit 10 times, and Philadelphia, Washington was hitting them. I don't know. But if you want to talk Mets, today was a big day. The unveiling, long time overdue unveiling of Tom Seaver's statue. And I saw streaming tape of that, and it brought a tear. It really did. I'm an original Met fan, and before that, a New York Giant fan. But this was a big, big day.
Friday, of course, that took place, and we can discuss it. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com, and Ralph Tyko with us, comfortably zoned in Nevada Pine Tar. Of course, he almost became a Dodger. Tell the folks a story how he ended up a Mets. The world of baseball would have changed if he ended up in a Dodger uniform, I presume.
Well, it was the Braves that drafted him originally, and there was something about the contract that caused the commissioner to void it and throw him back in back as a free agent. And I don't remember it being the Dodgers, but that would have been something else. I want to ask you what you thought about Kershaw, and speaking of the Dodgers and his wannabe perfect game.
Well, I'm not a big Dave Roberts guy. I think he's cost the Dodgers at least one World Series in the last 7 years or so, but by making crackpot decisions. But in this case, I cannot blame Dave Roberts. I think he's got to do the thing for the entire season, and I assumed that Kershaw would probably throw maybe 60, 65 pitches max. He had thrown 80 through the seven innings. Yeah, everybody would like to see a perfect game number 24 in the history of the game. For the fan, that would be fantastic. But I think you got to presume that Kershaw at this point of his career is injury prone. Anything can happen. And they don't have a deep pitching staff as far as the starters are concerned. You cannot afford to lose him. I mean, obviously, they're paying $40 million to Trevor Bauer, and he's probably never going to wear a Dodger uniform, and I hope he doesn't. But the point being, I think Roberts had to make that decision. And I also think, and I was doing Facebook at the time, I think he was hoping that somebody would get a hit in the fifth or sixth inning so he could pull Kershaw even earlier. And Kershaw took the right side of this. I mean, he did not attack his manager at all. He said, I agree with him. I don't know if he really did internally, but what do you think?
Well, I think as an athlete, if I were Kershaw, I would be incensed. Just the spirit of competition. And I disagree in terms of fandom. It's more important a perfect game. I mean, we haven't had one of those in many, many years, not apt to have one for many years again, just by the numbers. And baseball fans deserve that drama. I came home from school in 1956 in October to watch Don Lawson pitch the last few innings of a perfect game. And I remember it like it was yesterday. And I think he would have been all right to go another two innings, for crying out loud.
Well, we don't know that, though, do we?
Well, we don't know that for sure, but we do know that an opportunity to see something great didn't happen.
Let me ask you a question, Ralph. We're talking to Ralph Tycho, Comfortably Zoned in Nevada Pine Tar with Ralph Tycho and George Grimm, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. Folks, it's 400 pages of everything you want to know about New York baseball and baseball in general. There's a reason that Kershaw started game number 5. And the reason being, he did not get enough work in spring training. So now you're asking a guy who Dodger management and Roberts didn't feel was ready to start game 3 or 4, start him in game 5. Now you're asking him to go beyond 80 pitches. Comment.
Well, we'll never know. This is an ongoing thing. I'm thinking not so much in terms of Kershaw individually, I admit, but I'm thinking of the importance of big things happening that are positive in baseball. Remember, we're coming off a very, very difficult lockout where the fans were put at bay and as usual. So I look at it from a fan standpoint. I understand where you're coming from. Both of our arguments have merit.
Ah, that's not the usual situation in this world in 2022. Talking to Ralph Tycho, Comfortably Zoned in a Vat of Pine Tar with Ralph Zig Tycho and George Grimm, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. This is Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. So I opened the show talking today about the fact that I think the catcher's technologically getting the signal to the pitcher and three other players simultaneously. Somebody's going to hack it. I said, and I'm going to say it again, a couple of my friends can do anything computer-wise. They've never spent a nickel on the streaming services. If you can hack the streaming services, I presume you're going to be able to hack this. I think the only question is when. Your comments.
Well, baseball people have been stealing signs both illegally and legally for eternity. And when... It's like when the bad guy gets ahead a little bit, the good guy catches up computer-wise.
Yes.
And it'll happen. What I don't understand is why Houston continues to take such a rap, deservedly, but now they're saying that as many as 50% of the teams and I've heard many players have talked about this. We're doing exactly the same thing, sans garbage can, as Houston was doing.
Ralph, let me tell you something. I went all the way up until I hurt my arm in baseball. In Pony League, one of the first things, I'll never forget this as long as I live, our manager started talking to us the first day we met. He said, I expect to win here, this and that. We can take advantage of anything. And then he said, for example, if you get on second base and you see the catcher put that two sign down there, we're going to figure out a way that you get the word to the hitter that it's a curveball. Simple as that. We were doing it in Pony League 50 years ago. My comment is...
That's legal.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between using the technology that's available, computer technology and whatnot. I remember in 1959, it was either the Pirates or the Braves were guys were sitting in the bleachers with telescopes, with binoculars, and passing on the signs. Read about that in the Sporting News.
Which I miss dearly. Let's do an over under right here on Sports Overnight America. I say by May, it'll be hacked. When do you say it'll be hacked the first time?
We don't know if it's being hacked right now. That's the idea. So I guess I won a bet with you, huh?
Folks, I don't know, but love your thoughts. When do you think they'll hack this ridiculous new rule? You have to do it technologically to the pitcher. Email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. I'll tell you something else that's crazy in this Rob Manfred ridiculous regime as commissioner of baseball. If you come in as a pitcher in the 10th inning, extra innings obviously, you start with that ghost runner on second base. Okay,
That sickens me.
But hang on. Let me throw you this scenario here. First guy bunts, and the runner goes from second to third. Next guy hits a sacrifice fly. The runner scores, and then you get the next out. And then your team can't score in the bottom of the 10th. Who gets the loss?
Whoa.
The pitcher. He didn't put anybody on. He got everybody that he faced out, and he gets the loss. Manfred is screwing around with our game.
Oh, no question about that. And who gets the credit for the runs scored? And what does that do to the record book?
That's what I'm talking about. The record, you know, if you're a relief pitcher, you know, all the records mean nothing under these circumstances. If you can get a loss by not giving up a hit. Do they think ahead or what? I mean,
I'll look into the future for a second. Every record in baseball becomes moot if there is no longer 90 feet between the bases.
Yes.
I mean, everyone, including your Maury Wills, stolen bases, and in every ground ball that's hit becomes different than it was years ago. It's crazy. I mean, what they're doing, it's simply a slap in the face to the fan. Everything that's done is with the players' union and management getting together to screw it up. Do you know why that phantom runner is in there? It wasn't supposed to be, but the player union wanted it in there because, God forbid, they should have to play an extra inning game that goes 15 or 16 innings, excites the fan. I know that Mets extra inning games with Jim Bunning and this, that, and the other thing are fabled. And we're talking about memories. All the fan has, all a kid has when he goes to the game is the accumulation of what will later be memories that will bring he or she back to the ballpark 40 years from now.
I agree. I think they're ruining the game. I don't know how a guy like Manfred gets the job. I don't know how he keeps the job. But as you indicated, the players' union's okay with it. It's the fan who gets screwed. Ralph, tell us, let me tell you, folks, you can pick up Comfortly Zoned, the Nevada Pine Tar, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. And Ralph, we'll have you on soon again. I love talking baseball. Obviously, you love talking baseball. And thanks for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
Hey, Fred, thank you for having me. It's a thrill of my lifetime.
Hardly, but I appreciate the comment.
Back my age, my advancing age, and the fact that the over-under on that is still a question.
Ralph Tycho with us on Sports Overnight America. Back after this.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, on Sports Overnight America. You can email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Thank you, Ralph Zig Tyco, Comfortably Zoned, the Nevada Pine Tar, major bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com. And we got the guys back, Andy Barron back in Connecticut, and, of course, Art Source in Pennsylvania. And Bill Pelichek, Andy, is 70 years of age. How long more until he retires? And your comment, your thoughts.
You know what? He's going strong. I couldn't do his job at 20 years younger. I don't know how he can do it with the pace and the stress that's involved there. But he does it and doesn't seem to be stopping anytime soon. So, and as a Pats fan, I say let him keep showing up.
Art Source, how much longer do you think for? Maybe one of the best coaches in the history of the game, and Bill Belichick. No, not probably. He is one of the best coaches in the history of the game, Bill Belichick. Your comments.
Well, first of all, you know what his record is without Tom Brady, don't you?
Last year, yes.
No, do you know what his record is as a head football
coach? Oh, you're talking about in Cleveland. Let's not count that. Okay.
Oh, really? We can't count those 6 years where he was like 8 games under 500?
So you don't think he's one of the best coaches in history?
I think he's one of the top 5 coaches in history.
Right.
But I wouldn't call him the best coach.
Who's the best?
Well, I think Vince Lombardi did what he did in 110 games, and he won, I believe, 6 world titles. That's underrated. I also think that if you look at what John Madden did in his 10, 11 years, he needs to be there as well. I think Bill Walsh is in that group. You know, and Belichick is fabulous. Don't get me wrong. But he also was blessed to have one of the best quarterbacks ever. And until he wins the Super Bowl,
without Tom Brady, I can't call him the greatest of all time. Just like I can't call Phil Jackson the greatest of all time, because he had Michael Jordan and Kobe and Phil O'Neal. Great call. Don't get me wrong. But I'm not able to go there.
10 seconds, Andy Barron. In your opinion, who's the best coach of all time?
Yeah, so I'm biased. I go with him. I still think he's the best for doing things like the two tight end set, the way he has been able to take teams that had, you know, weak defenses and focus on offense, change it around and focus on defense. I wish he had never cheated.
Right,
if he had never cheated, I think it'd be a no-brainer.
Controversial.
All right, for Andy, for Art, for Mario, for Dom, stay tuned all night long for more of Sports Overnight America. Bye, everybody.